Being able to communicate with others clearly, effectively is something many people probably take for granted. You learn how to do it growing up from your parents, those around you, and kind of there you go. But talking doesn't always come easily for everyone, and that's why speech pathologists exist. And this week for Wellness Wednesday, it's all about speech therapy, specifically for kids this week. Swetha Hickman is a speech pathologist with Northwest Remote Health. Swetha, before we get into it, first, can you tell me what attracted you to become a speechie?
So I left school and I didn't really have an idea of what I wanted to do. I did start a law degree, but I didn't really enjoy it. And then in between, I took a bit of a break, started doing some disability support work. And in that, I found a lot of joy working with the people that I worked with. And I also really love English and science, and speech pathology I find is a really good combination of the two.
The reason we're speaking this morning for Wellness Wednesday is just to give listeners maybe a bit more of an understanding about speech pathology and common questions potentially in that space. How do you know if your child's on track? Like, are there key milestones as part of that?
There are key milestones that we kind of look out for at 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and 5 years. Often when parents come to me, they have an idea of whether their child has a problem because they've noticed that they're not maybe speaking at the same time that their other child has spoken at or their peers. At 2 years, kids should be able to say about 50 words, and then at about 5 years, they should be able to speak like well-formed sentences. And I like to say to parents that if you've got any concerns, just try to speak to your GP and they should be able to refer on to a speech pathologist.
Let's say people have gone to their GP, they're waiting to get in. What steps can people take, parents at home, if there's no local speechy services immediately available or easily available? Are there things that parents can do themselves?
There's definitely things parents can do themselves to really build a communication-rich environment. We usually start with a lot of play-based activities. So I really like to tell parents to get on the floor with their kids and like get in their face and really put on their high-five voice or their play school teacher voice. Externalize all of their thoughts, and that's going to really get their kids so much more language, because I think sometimes people get a bit uncomfortable being a bit silly and goofy, but really being like, wow, a ball, that ball is bouncing, bounce that ball, and really repeating and emphasizing and using a lot of energy in communicating is a good strategy and somewhere to start. And usually when parents start working with those younger kids with us, that's something that we go through to kind of get parents more comfortable communicating in that way.
Where does technology fit into all of this? Because tech can be very helpful, be, you know, whatever that's applying to, but also you hear all the time about how technology is so bad for kids and whatnot. Where does it fit in terms of speech development?
I think technology can play a more social and connecting role, like in terms of people in especially rural Queensland living away, they probably use FaceTime and Messenger and things like that to talk to people far away. From what I've read in the research, the best way to support children in accessing technology to improve their communication is to really have it be a kind of partnership, and parents or caregivers really sitting with the child to talk them through what they're watching and what they're doing.
Swetha Hickman, we're talking about speech pathology as part of Wellness Wednesday here on the ABC. Do you find many parents, you spoke at the beginning about if they have any concerns, to bring it up immediately. Do parents maybe sometimes wait longer than they should because they're not sure about, is this just my child being a bit of a late talker, or is it something more serious?
I have experienced that sometimes parents might wait a little bit, but mostly I've only really worked in rural and remote practice. And living in these areas, time isn't really our friend because a lot of things take time to access. So I've experienced parents, when they notice something, are pretty on the ball in getting that access because they understand there might be a bit of a wait.
For parents who are probably juggling a million things, running the house, shift work, long hours, are there any quick or meaningful ways that they can just build language skills into their daily routine with their kids?
Definitely, car rides are a big one, especially if you're living rural and remote. You've got big amounts of time that you might spend in the car driving, and it all looks the same, but we love repetition for helping children's language develop. So lots of, there's a blue sky, that's really blue. Oh, look at that cloud. Lots of talking and narrating everything that you're seeing in the car, any signs, any actions is really great. Another one is also meal times. And that can also kind of include your sensory things for those early kids to kind of have a play with their food and really talking about what's in front of them, something that's squishy, something that's soft. I find that kids in other areas of work that I've done just love spending time with people. It doesn't need to be a child-friendly activity. You don't need to be coloring in. You can maybe just have the child close by with whatever chore you're doing and just talk through that. Like folding laundry. Look at this soft shirt.
I love it. Really, just simple things. Just keep doing what you're doing during the day, but narrate it a bit more.
Just get outside of yourself a little bit and talk to the little person. We've talked a lot about young children. March 19th is actually Swallowing Awareness Day. And as we age, this is for our older listeners, our swallowing capacity might change. And it's really good to see a GP for referral to a speech pathologist just to help support any age-related changes to your swallow.